Chapter 19. The Grey. Darkness came first, followed by a slow but growing awareness that he was not dead. With waking came profound disorientation and a desire to expel the contents of his stomach. He did so violently, retching up bile into the corner of the chamber he currently occupied. Then he leant back, gasping for breath, alarmed by the sudden closeness of metal against him, and tried to remember. Even his own name eluded him, an overwhelming sense of claustrophobia strangling any attempt at cogent recall. Seized with sudden panic, he thrashed about the confines of the tiny cell. It was low, and he hit his head several times as he tested the limits of his small metal world. Pounding the walls with his fists proved equally futile. He had no memory of anything. Sagging down, he pushed his feet out in front of him. Something impeded them. He nudged it again and found it heavy but yielding. It was a body. He was not alone. Instinct made him reach for a weapon that was not there. Instead, he balled his fists. "Who are you?" Another pang of anxiety gripped him as he didn't recognize the rasping voice issuing from his own lips. Hands trembling, he ran his fingers across his face, but didn't recognize the features either. "Who are you?" he asked again, kicking the body hard to get a reaction. There was nothing. No answer. No movement. "Dead?" He only realized he had said the word out loud when it echoed back at him. Struggling, he got onto his hands and knees and crawled a short distance to the body. By now, his eyes were adjusting to the darkness, and he could discern a vague shape to the corpse he shared this cell with. It was armored. He could tell by the form and the hardness of the edges. He tapped it experimentally with his finger and was rewarded with a hard thud of unyielding metal. Ceramite. Adamantium. The words sprang into his mind unbidden, but he instantly knew them to be true and accurate in describing the warrior's armor. Legionary battle plate. Yes, he remembered that too, just as he became aware that he was also wearing armor. As if a gossamer thin veil had been spun to obscure a light, and now that the light was burning through the veil in tiny shafts of illumination, he began to piece together his fractured psyche. Radiance. A flare of magnesium bright light exploded into being on his command. Issuing from a suit lamp built into his armor, it revealed his confinement to be some form of cargo crate. There was a hatch on the far side. It also described the body he shared it with in much more detail. Transhuman. Male.
Legionary, he said aloud, getting used to his own voice. Or is it?
The dead warrior was armored in grey. He wore a helm, too. No markings, no rank insignia, only one identifying sigil, so slight that he almost missed it. A stylized eye within an iota. It had been engraved into the grey armor, small and unobtrusive. He had no knowledge of this.
Who are you?
Understandably, the dead warrior did not answer.
Did I do this?
There was no blood on his gauntleted hands.
Are we allies? Prisoners?
Searching the body, he found a sidearm. Bolt pistol, his slowly reassembling mind told him. There was a combat knife, sheathed with a weapons belt, so he took those too.
Something went wrong.
There was blood, a tiny pinprick of it against the back of the dead warrior's neck. He could smell it, that wet metal stench that was disturbingly familiar. A needle-thin blade had rolled into the edge of the crate, discarded, almost impossible to find. The memory of a struggle returned, short-lived.
a command word uttered with a dying breath. Sleep. Even the vague memory of it made him groggy. Another command word began to form. This one he spoke aloud as he holstered the pistol and pointed it at the wall of the crate. Egress. With a sharp clank thud of a retracting bolt, the hatch door in the crate opened. He levered it wider with his boot, keeping the pistol trained on whatever was waiting outside. A cluttered hold lay beyond. Dark, the air humming with the hold's close proximity to the engines. A small ship, freighter. Exiting the crate, he looked around and found an exit, a short stairway leading to a gantry that ended in an elliptical door portal. Freedom. He was about to move out when he paused and looked down. His armor was sacrificial red, crimson like blood. Cuneiform was etched in the plates. Colchisian. I am Barthuza Narek, he said, and a deep smile crept across his pugnacious features as memory came full circle. There were lacunas still. After Titus Prato's most recent interrogation, he remembered nothing else. Not this ship, not how he escaped from the Eastern Keep, certainly not the dead legionary who he had shared a berth with. Not fully understanding why, Narek went back to the crate and exchanged armor with the corpse. It fitted him strangely well. Seal, he said, and the crate locked itself with his discarded armor and the dead body still inside. Confident no one aboard this vessel would be able to open it, at least not easily, and without strong cutting tools, he made for the exit. Much was missing, great gaps torn from his memory. He didn't know why, but deep down, rooted in his subconscious, Narek did know he had been given a mission. He just didn't know its purpose. Not yet.